Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Awesome-O YouTube channel. This is the video on demand portion of it where we record some of these short form videos to give you all the information you need to be successful in your DFS and, of course, your betting world. And to improve our betting content here, we have come out with a new podcast put on by one of my best buddies, Ben Raza and Matt Gajowski, as they go game by game, conference by conference for the college football landscape each and every week, with new episodes dropping every single Wednesday on your favorite podcast provider. So check out the new show. I know I've been talking with Ben for maybe 5 years now, and I can tell you college football is his thing. So go on and check it out. This is my thing. This is PGA DFS and the top five videos. This is the top five fades for the Tour Championship. Typically, I'd give you guys a rundown of how I did last week, but I was off. It's the birth of my second son, Miles. Took a lot of my attention last week, but with everybody home, happy and healthy, I've got to talk about PGA DFS again. So let's give my top five fades this week. Now, every single golfer in the field this week is projected over 10%. So let's just get that out of the way right away. Now we just got to pick a couple of our top fades. So let's start off with Bryson DeChambeau right away. 12,300 this week. He's going to be 20% owned, which isn't, I would say, all that high, probably average. But at 12,300, I think he presents the worst winning equity at this golf course in this state right now of all the guys priced over 10,000. That's all the guys priced over 10,000, including Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, and the like. So we look at his course history here, 22nd and 7th in the last two tries. Recent form, we know about the second place finish last week, the Patrick Cantlay. But DeChambeau, last week, I think he lost because of his around the green work. And when we check into his strokes gained for the year, we see that he's ranked 141st around the green. Well, this week, he's going to need to be doing a lot of work around the green, given that the average greens and regulation hit is 55%. So he's going to miss 50% of his greens, and he is not going to get up and down 50% of the time. I can tell you that right now with how bad his chipping is. So for DeChambeau, I think it's an easy fade for me given his price. If he was, say, priced around Spieth or maybe even a little lower, say where Abraham Ancer is, I'd be much more intrigued, but not at this price. I don't think he can win on this golf course. Strokes gain rank, we see his first off the tee, 53rd on the approach, although it's getting better, and right now it is very good. Putting is 32nd, and I already mentioned the 141 around the green. Still, for DeChambeau, 20%, I'll take the fade. I'll go to Tony Finau, who I think is in just as good form. Next guy I want to fade is one of the lower-owned guys of the slate, but I don't want to play him at all, so we're going to put him on here. It's Billy Horschel. Terrible form here, not just at this golf course, but also lately. It's just nothing is going good. 52nd and 31st in the last couple of weeks for Horschel. We look at his strokes gain rank. It's not something we'd want to have at this golf course. 155 on the approach, 146 around the green, only making a little bit up on off the tee, ranked 42nd and 88th putting. So for Horschel, for me, I would much rather play, give me all the Erik van Rooyen, who actually has a top 10 in the last 3 months. And I know he hasn't played this golf course, but at least he can hit the ball pretty far and seems to be in form and is cheaper. So all those amount to me fading. Billy Horschel will be my lowest owned guy of the slate. Another golfer that I've tried to play a couple of times in the last month or so, but struggles here, kind of along the theme of being bad around the green and struggling on this golf course, it's Joaquin Niemann. He's come here a couple of times and not done well. Last year, he came in 27th, one of the worst outputs of the week, only scoring about 50 points. And I think we're seeing that type of middling form right now, 29th and 47th in the last 2 weeks, not a ton of upside. And given his strokes gain ranks, as we check in around the green, he's ranked 136th, very similar to Horschel and DeChambeau. For me, it's a fade this week. I would much rather play, hey, say Erik van Rooyen, even Sergio Garcia, or going up the board a little bit, there's Hideki Matsuyama, Corey Connors, all these guys, similar ownership, similar price, and for me, playing much better. So Joaquin Niemann, my third fade, 5,600, somewhere over 20%. Next guy I want to fade, this one is based on the projected ownership that we have. And of course, our projection ownership, one of the best in the industry, is part of our Osmo Plus Platinum package. That is $29.95 for every sport. And we've got them all going on. MLB right now. NFL's just to start. PGA in full swing. We're going to turn the calendar. We don't stop until December 1st. And then we're right back January 1st. So you've got another, geez, I look at my calendar here, another 2 or 3 months of quality golf. PGA DFS prizes to be won. check out the ownership projections. Join us. You want to try us out for this week, $8.95 for just the golf pass. Now back to Lou Oosthuizen. Projected 30% owned this week. And last week, we saw him lose strokes putting. Wow, why is that important for a guy that literally is ranked first this year in strokes gained putting? Well, it's pretty simple. I think he's injured. Well, I don't have to think. I know that he's injured. He said his neck has been bothering him. And for all you golfers that are out there that not just play PGA DFS, but also play golf, you know that if you're injured, your back, your neck, something like that, the hardest thing to do is get into your putting stance. So that's where I see him having a bit of a problem here this week. And if that's not going, he's going to have to really improve the ball striking. And the ball striking is, well, it's okay. It's not great. I'm not going to call it bad by any stretch of the imagination, but it's not one of the best. He's 93rd off the tee this year, as he just doesn't have a ton of power in him. But 26th off the on the approach and 11th around the green certainly makes up for it. Again, though, I think similar with putting, the chipping is going to be a problem for him this week if his neck is still bothering him. So for me, at 30% owned, if he was 15%, well, I'd probably be over the field. But at 30%, there's no way I'll be way under the field at this point. I think we can go spend $200 and get Brooks Koepka, who, well, still might be injured a little bit, certainly has seemed like his knee is not bothering all that much. I'll go right to Brooks Koepka over Oosthuizen, or even down to Scottie Scheffler, $800 cheaper, especially with that ownership tag. All right, the last guy I'm going to fade. This is such an easy one for me this week, given the fact that he doesn't have any good course history here. He doesn't set up well here, and he's going to be the highest owned guy of the slate. It's Daniel Berger, coming in at 31% owned. I'll have like two, maybe a little bit more than two. But he's not playing all that good right now for me, and he hasn't had any good starts here in his four trips since turning pro. He kind of went through a little bit of a lull, like Jordan Spieth did, I'll say, when he first broke onto tour. He was quite a good golfer. But since then, again, the three trips here, just nothing great, not inside the top 10, and only 30 golfers, just not going to do it. So for Daniel Berger, 5,800, for me, I'll take the fade. 26th and 56th in his last 2 weeks is not good. Look at his strokes gain rank, see how he's getting it done. He has been on fire with his irons all year. He's ranked fifth this year, 44th off the tee is a good combination. But if he does miss the green, if the irons do go awry a little bit, which statistically he's played way above his norm this year, he'll miss greens this week and he'll struggle to get up and down. 127th around the green, 67th putting is pretty decent, should make up some of those longer par putts. So here it is. Five fades. Bryson DeChambeau for the Tour Championship. Bryson DeChambeau, Billy Horschel, Joaquin Niemann, Lewis Oosthuizen, and Daniel Berger. All right, that's going to do it for me here for the Tour Championship. Of course, make sure you like and subscribe to get notified when we do come out with all of our content, not just my PGA DFS stuff, but of course, so much more, including NFL and the like. So till next week, Safeway Open. Good luck, everybody, at the Tour Championship, and we'll see you on the other side. Cheers.